there, okay?
Yeah, that'll be great because, I mean, I'm just starting off. I'm barely able to pay my mortgage, so I don't know. You know, we'll see.
We'll do the best we can to make you feel comfortable with it. Hang on here.
All right.
Hi there, Caesar. Caesar, pleasure to speak with you. My name is Paul. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of how a service like this works. Also, though, to find the best package for the needs of your business and your budget, and, of course, to find you the best pricing. So Tara says that you've been trying for like a month now to just verify your listing, right?
Right. No,
not,
I don't
not
know.
Very
it says
successful.
It's processing. Yeah, no, not yet.
Right.
I'm sure if I keep on fighting, I'll eventually get there.
You might, you know. I mean, Google's made it increasingly more difficult for businesses even to get verified. And it's for the purpose of the end user, for us as consumers. You know, there's been enough issues that, you know, people had problems with whoever they were trying to hire. So Google is now kind of really cracking down. There's a lot more, even as a Google partner, and we're a Google partner and have been for 8 years. We're an SEO company that's been around for almost 19 years. So even as a Google partner, there's a lot that we have to do on our end that we didn't have to do to get our client just simply verified. You know, Google wants to make sure that every business that is listed on Google is an actual active business in the local area, a reputable company that would provide at least a fairly quality service at a fairly affordable price. So simply getting verified on Google is not as easy as it used to be, and even that is nothing more than a digital business card. Unless you're on the first page, people won't know that you're even verified on Google unless they know the name of your company and they're looking for you already. I mean, yours is a very young company, so even if you were to get verified on Google, no one's really going to find you when they look for junk removal or junk hauling or debris hauling near me, right? If they're typing in keywords related to your services, even if you were verified, you wouldn't pop up. People would have to type in Golden Eagle junk removal, and probably even that, you know, at least your city or your zip code, to see that listing. So what you're trying to get is listed on Google. You're basically trying to get in that, I mean, if you liken it to the old Yellow Pages that used to exist, you'd be somewhere in the Yellow Pages, but not at the beginning of the alphabet, right? 20 years ago, the smart business owners were AA this, AAA that. They were at the beginning of the alphabet where most people would start making their phone calls. But Google looks for relevant content. So even if you were simply verified, you wouldn't be on that first page. Our job would be to create that content for you at the most affordable rate possible. And Tara says you're a young company. You know, you're not really able to invest in advertising at this point. But I'm curious to ask then about the Angie Leads profile that she attached here, because that's a pay-per-lead service, and especially for a young and small, you're not using that service anymore. Okay, well, that makes sense, because that's a very expensive service where you pay for every single lead, whether you get the job or not, and the same lead gets sold to your competitors. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather I'd rather just do it old school and signs and flyers over that, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, at least that way you're getting calls directly versus calling or trying to call someone who's expecting several bids from multiple contractors and looking for the cheapest guy. So, I mean, this is like the best yard sign on the busiest highway. We're talking about the superhighway of the internet where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. You know, it's budget friendly if you can take on more work. Now, Tara says you're the only owner, but do you have helpers or a crew? I mean, how much more work are you looking to take on?
I've got people that are ready to work. You know,
okay, you just have to put them to work.
I'm looking for,
and there's work to be had. I mean, obviously, this is a great time to list your business where people will be needing your services and finding you directly. Now, I mean, to be honest with you, a 45-minute or 45-mile radius, I mean, you're serving some of the valley, right? We would want to include a social media campaign. The lowest rate I could do here would be $249 for the package that would be the best fit for you. There's a $199 package, but it's maybe not going to get you your entire service area. It'd be local only. But with the addition of like a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, we can target anywhere in that 45-mile radius, even specific cities, zip code subdivisions that are most profitable for you. So you'd be looking at $249, but the amount of work that you can get from it, I mean, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. I mean, you know, once your phone starts ringing, once you've got a website, once you're not just, you know, verified, because obviously that's the first thing that we have to do, but we are able to do that as a Google partner. Verify your listing, create, you know, the directories Google wants to see. You'll be on Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, of course, Google and Bing. You'll have the content that Google wants to see, and that way someone in your area types in junk removal or debris hauling, and your business pops up. They'll see a website for you. You'll get phone calls. You won't be the only company that people see, but at least you'll be one of the options, and that does ensure a steady stream of phone calls. It'll also mean that the calls that come to you will be from someone who kind of did their research. They looked at your website. They decided after seeing you, this is my guy. I hope he answers the phone, right? So it's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. You said it yourself. You've got people that are ready to work. You just have to get the work, right? And as a young company, you know, this is the most powerful thing that you can do, because people don't know that they don't need to know the name of your business, and they won't be typing in Golden Eagle Junk Removal. They'll just be typing in junk removal near me. But when you're one of those options and you get those phone calls, you'll love the service. You'll keep it. It's month to month. You know, there's no long-term contract. We want to prove it to you. We want to earn your business. It's our job to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing and kind of earn your business 1 month
at a time. No, I get it. You don't have to explain in any further detail. I mean, it's, so it's $250 every month, you're saying?
Right. That's a flat rate. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. That does include $100 worth of Facebook ads, which with there being like 20 or 22 cents per click, you're looking at 400 clicks from people that are looking for your services. When they see your ad, they click on it. It goes to your website. They can then pick up the phone and call you. So that's more opportunities for you. And of course, it allows us to really kind of jumpstart your campaign, give it a head start, and really target anywhere you want to go in that 45-mile radius. If there's someplace 50 miles away but you want to go there, we can target that too. If there's places you don't want to go, we can make sure you're not being found there. So you're going to be getting quality calls from the people and the areas that you want to service.
Right. Okay, so awesome. I was going to ask you, so every month it's basically $250 you're going to be charging me?
As a fixed flat rate, there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it would bill once a month for exactly $249.
So I shouldn't so you guys how fast will you guys get me verified on Google? How fast should I expect the lead?
It usually happens within 5 to 10 business days, which is as quick as it can be done, because it still has to be done, you know, through Google guidelines and things like that. Your Facebook ads are usually up and running in about that same time. And then, of course, you know, like I said, being month to month, it's our job to make sure that you see the return on your investment.
Okay, so also, are you guys going to just basically help me expedite my verification, since I already have it all through my Google account and everything? It's all set up. You know what I'm saying?
Have you received a PIN card, or like, are they asking for more information?
No, look, like I sent a video, never heard nothing back, and it said I still hadn't been verified. I sent another one. It said it's been processing now for like over almost a week now. And I don't know. So I went to Bing, and I was like, screw it. Google doesn't want to verify me yet, so I'm going to just go to Bing and start the verification there.
Right, so Bing basically does kind of index off of Google. So if you were verified on Google, that expedites the whole process with Bing too. So, I mean, if you've already started the process, then it does make things faster and easier for us. But we would definitely want to contact Google's back-end team, and we're in contact with them all day about everything and under the sun. But, you know, we would definitely want to contact them and find out why your verification is still in processing. But, I mean, you know, it's what we do. It's what we do all day long for all of our clients. It's the first thing that we need to do. Like I said, there's a lot more requirements that Google wants to see for your video and for verification purposes. You know, a lot more information, whether it's done by photo or done by PIN card. There is still more information that needs to be on file for everything to be Google compliant. So maybe you're missing something. I mean, we would have to find out. But I mean, being that you already started the process, it would be expedited. When we start from scratch, it usually takes 5 to 10 business days. That's what Google tells us to say. My experience is it does oftentimes happen faster than that. But we don't sit on our hands and just wait for the verification process. Like I said, that's really just part of the process. It's one of the very first things that we do. But of course, creating the content that Google wants to see, that's important too. And there's not a website currently, right?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that. I was like, I don't even have a website yet. I mean, is it necessary to have one?
Well, it's not necessary to have a website to be listed on Google or to even be on the first page of Google. What matters to Google is not really the website, but the off-page optimization, different directory submissions known to the public and unknown. But Google does want to see that content just to kind of verify that if someone were to call you, you would be able to provide that service. Now, for conversion, for getting actual phone calls, like I said, being on that first page is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to have people pick up the phone and call you. So a lot of people do want to see a website, you know. So we would actually include a website for you, and I'm trying to see if I can get it approved at no additional cost because, you know, obviously the budget is the main thing here, and I want you to be successful. It's a month-to-month service, so we want you to kind of be successful from the very beginning, and we do know that a website's an important part of that. You know, it ensures a steady stream of phone calls. It also kind of makes sure that the people that call you have the opportunity to learn a little bit about your company, and the ones that decide to call you at that point, again, it's going to be a much higher conversion rate. So I'm trying to get the website included, and that would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. The only reason we would do that is to ensure your success, because your success is our success. I know you stopped using Angie's because it wasn't working for you. It's not really built to work for most businesses. When they sell the same lead to 6 or 8 of your competitors, how can they even possibly say that they care more about you than someone they sold that lead to? Whether you pay for get the job or whether someone else gets the job or even no one gets the job, you all still pay for it and they still make their money. With us, whether we're building a website or not, we're still not going to break even in that first or second month. And when we're including a website for you, we really have to keep your phone ringing, keep you an active client for honestly 3 or 4 months just for us to break even. You know, building out that website, the $249 includes Facebook ads, so we're paying for those Facebook ads to ensure your success. So we've got skin in the game too. We're investing in your business even more than you are, meaning that $249 is probably not even half of what it's going to cost us to get you on that first page with the time and resources. But we know our clients keep the service long term. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. So once you're listed on that first page, we know you're going to keep the service. We'll keep optimizing your listing. We'll keep, you know, paying for the Facebook ads out of that $249, and eventually it'll make sense for everyone.
Okay. One more question. So let's say, well, I'm not going to cancel if I make money, if you guys help me make money.
Of course. But, yeah, as long as it's making money, you're going to want to keep the service and stay on that first page.
Yeah. So besides that, if I ever do decide to cancel,
sure.
Does that mean no more website for me?
So, I mean, obviously, you know, we're a Google partner, so everything we do is Google compliant, which means we're not going to list your business as permanently closed or something crazy that I've heard other companies doing, right? We're actually preferring to make sure that you are the owner of the Google listing to begin with, and that we just have managerial access to update that content. As far as the website goes, any website needs to be hosted somewhere. If you decide at some point that you don't want us to optimize the listing or the directories or run Facebook ads for you, we could still host your website just for a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you, and you can have a website hosted somewhere else. But, I mean, like I said, it's our job to keep your phone ringing, and, you know, as long as you're a satisfied client, be looking at that flat rate with the hosting included, maintenance and updating included too.
That's fine, because I got to get busy right now. So, so for starters, to get it going, $250 up front, basically?
That's it, yeah. I mean, I would be happy to waive the initial setup fee just to make it affordable for you. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call?
Yeah, no, I would want my direct phone line for sure.
Yeah, I mean, but this is the best number, the 480-358-8047.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not only a good, so it's a good number for your customers to call, and is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
It's my only phone. Yeah.
Must be a smartphone then, and I'm sure you can receive a text message on it. Most of the time, you're just going to get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your customers will call your number directly. But, of course, on the website, there's going to be a contact form that people can fill out, tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message and an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. It doesn't have to be. It could be a personal email. No one would see it, but it would still be connected to that contact form. And, of course, for us, when we want you to have some longer piece of information for your records, we'll email things out to you. What is a good email address for you, Caesar, either for you or for the business itself?
For the business is GE, number 4, and then removal@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, we use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But do you have any preference as to how we contact you?
No, I don't. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Any of those, all of those, great. There's going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text. And then your business itself is service-based. Of course, you have to go to that person to do the work.
There's not any
physical address. There's no showroom, no brick-and-mortar location that you would want us to promote. Now, the address
just Casa Grande is fine.
Casa Grande, that's perfect, yeah. Google will list your city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address that I see on the Angies. I was wondering if that's your home address, though, the 2240.
Yeah, I'd rather not have it. I'd rather not have it on there. Yeah, I'd rather not.
That is your home, your residence? Yeah. I mean, Google doesn't want it there either. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So like I said, you won't be listed with that physical street address or even the 5122, just the city and state. Caesar, is your first name C-E-S-A-R? Or is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how do you, that's how Tara had it, just wanted to verify it. And then what is your last name?
Arocha, A-R-O-C-H-A.
It's A-R-O-C-H-A?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And Mr. Arocha, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would get you off the phone pretty quickly, but we would schedule a follow-up call. One of our technicians will want to call you, spend about 25, 30 minutes talking to you in depth about any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business. Of course, we'll get into detail about all the services you want to be listed for and your service area. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will build a logo for you. We'll create one for you, of course, with your suggestion. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Yeah.
But if you're available later on today, we can do that as late as 3 o'clock. The other thing that's required of me, oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh. No, go for it.
The only other thing that's required of me, because we're Google partners and it's required, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Arocha, it gets recorded through the computer. It actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed flat rate, that the rate will never go up, that we're going to include the website, that we're actually waiving your setup fee, so it's just the $249 out the door to get started. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah,
that's fine. Mr. Roach, I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but
slow
me down or stop me or ask a question if you need
to. No, go for it. I'm just trying to hurry up because I need to get this job done.
I'll get you off the phone in like 8 minutes here at the most. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? Is it Golden Eagle Junk Removal? Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding?
No, just Golden Eagle Junk Removal.
Gotcha. So no LLC. And then, Caesar, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Caesar Arocha. I am the owner of Golden Eagle Junk Removal.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Arocha, as the owner of Golden Eagle Junk Removal, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right, yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Caesar, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well.
Yeah.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Caesar, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that moving forward, you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is, well, two-part. All the content that we create for your business. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. Equally or more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, consistent, up-to-date. So we're not saying you can't hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Caesar, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the website being included and the setup fee waived, and of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 19th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And Caesar, again, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. Again, the Facebook ads are included. And in this case, we'll also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is, in fact, included at no additional cost, which, again, means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract whatsoever, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. These are all that we would request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact us at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Orocha, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Caesar, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does actually conclude the voice verification, and then, Caesar, that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Discover would be good.
Discover. And is the name on that particular card your name, the business name, or both?
Yes. Yeah,
your name? First and last, or any middle initial?
First and last.
Okay. Now, you said it was a Discover card. That should start with a 6. All Discover cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. So you said every 19th, you're going to charge me a $250, right?
Like, exactly. On the 19th of the month, the exact amount
of
$250.
All right. Here we go. 60-11-00-22-08-28-27-80.
And the expiration month and year?
0827.
And the 3 digits on the back of the card?
204.
I've got 204204 on the back, August or 08 of 2027 for the expiration date?
Yeah.
And then the card itself, 60-11-00-22-08-28-27-80.
Yes.
Is the billing address the home address, the 2240 San Pedro Ave, 85122?
Yeah.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, that'd be great through email. And your guys' company, what's the name of it again?
So the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you all that information as well by email. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is also going to be sent to you by email. In fact, in about a minute here, you're going to receive the confirmation email as well as the initial invoice email. On the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, as far as the hours of operation right now, you can reach us Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. There's, of course, an email on there as well. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. Now, I want to get you off the phone as quick as I can here, but I did want to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Would you be available this afternoon, maybe 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock should be good.
3 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So it might get to you right at 3 or a few minutes after 3. If I'm between phone calls when our technician's ready, I'll actually be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, so they might end up calling you on their own. But they'll take really good care of you either way. I did want to set up a little extra security here for you, just moving forward. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Golden Eagle Junk Removal, even if it's you, Mr. Orocha, and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important. Anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options are for the security question, to the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Mesa.
Mesa for the city? Gotcha.
Yeah.
I have to type it in
twice.
Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I think I got both.
Okay.
Email and text.
So if you can, real quick, the one that it looks like it's just the one that we want you to see, which is great, but in a minute or so, you'll also receive the confirmation email and also an email that will help us, maybe if necessary, to verify the to expedite the verification of your business. But it should send it to you in a little bit. Any of those photos on there that you can send us would actually help us. There's a link to whether it's your service vehicle, business card. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
It's licensed.
Okay, gotcha. So
I haven't heard it yet.
That's okay. That's one of the things that we'll have to work through and work with, and it might be one of the things that's holding up your verification. So we'll have to talk to Google about that, but we'll talk to them directly.
Well, I'll get it like myself. I'll just get because I mean I don't think it's gonna be much, but I just haven't got it yet.
Right. Yeah, but like I said, Google requirements are increasingly stringent, but for good reason. So it might be one of the things that we'll have to ensure, but it'll happen. We're not worried about that.
I don't think so. I don't think so because my girlfriend just got verified like automatically, and here I am like not getting verified. It's like
well, there are certain industries where it's increasingly difficult, and then there are other industries where it's next to impossible to even get verified. Locksmiths have so much trouble. Bail bonds, even garage door installers, they have so much difficulty. There's so many requirements. But even as a Google partner, we're still able to help those clients out. Now, if you happen to have gotten the invoice email, I think it's the only one so far that our system has sent to you. It says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. You can scroll through it if you like. It's everything we talked about, verifying your Google listing, the directory submissions, the website, the Facebook ads, all of that.
I'm good on explanations right now. I just got to get this job done.
So there's a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder on the card. We want you to click on that box. There's a longer box with an arrow that says sign.
Is it through the email or is it through the text?
Both. Yeah, the text message was actually triggered by an email. So you'll have an email and a text message, but you should be able to access it through the text message as well.
Okay, so it just wants you to sign.
Correct. Just type in or copy and paste. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, CNA capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got your name in the box, click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things. It does allow us to expedite the process of the verification of your business. Of course, it does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and fix it if it is not. And of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month
to
month.
Oh, damn it. Do I have to make a login right now and everything?
No. In fact, don't even try. We're going to send you your username and password. Your username is your phone number. Just remember that. Easy to remember. It's your phone number, area codes included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, parentheses.
Why do I want this login though? Like, do I have
you don't
to
need
log
to.
On to this
so,
stuff or no? Okay.
Let me explain real quick and I'll get you off the phone in 30 seconds. You're getting that from our automated system that actually thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll use for your tracking system. You've got 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. It's not active yet, so don't even try to log into it. But in a day or so after we do your client interview, you'll get your username and password sent to you by email and text. Like I said, the username is just your phone number. The password will be assigned, but you can change it once you log in. So you don't have to worry about trying to log in, but that's going to be your tracking system, and you'll get all of that in writing as well. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You can ignore it or respond to it. It doesn't really matter, but it's for your records just to remind you that follow-up call is scheduled at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
That's fine. Hey,
on there too.
I don't know what this thing did or whatever. I mean, are we good?
We're good. We're actually good. Yeah, no problem. Anything you might have clicked through, any error message that you're receiving from now, don't worry about it. It's just trying to get you to log into your tracking system, which, like I said,
okay,
you don't have to, and it's not active.
All
Thanks for your time. I appreciate your patience as well. We're excited. We want to get this going for you, and we'll be talking to you later on this afternoon at 3 o'clock hour. I hope I'm between phone calls so I can say hello to you. But
that's
you take care.
Hey, Paul. Was
I appreciate you.
Paul, it's Paul, right?
Yes, sir.
So is this like the company's phone number, or is this your direct phone number?
So it's a number that routes through our mapping coordinators. So you might talk to Tara or somebody else, and then they can transfer the call. The welcome email that it looks like our system is sent to, the welcome email, the company phone number, that toll-free number, option one for client support, 746 for me. My name is Paul Gordon. I've got the same toll-free number. My extension is 746.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
I'll send it to you just in case you need it. But client support should be able to help you out. I'm on the phone quite a bit anyway. But I'd be happy to speak with you at any point in the future. And I hope I'll actually speak with you later on this afternoon.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. Rocha. I appreciate you, Caesar. You have a wonderful day. I appreciate your time.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.